We'll continue our exploration of new and recent CD releases in this hour of With Heart and Voice, beginning with another entry from the wonderful disc on the Hyperion label from the Choir of Royal Holloway. In addition to making an organ and choir arrangement of the Villette Messa de Pacem from the original for large orchestra, Rupert Goff has followed in the steps of other arrangers in taking a non-sacred instrumental work and adding sacred text in a most appropriate way. The recent disc opens with Rupert Goff's arrangement of the Ravel Pavane for a Dead Princess, setting the words of the Requiem Aeternam. It's an exquisite pairing, and especially so in this recording from the Parisian church Notre-Dame d'Auteuil with its historic organ. Rupert Goff leads the Choir of Royal Holloway, accompanied by Andrew Dewar. Requiem Aeternam, arranged from the Pavane by Maurice Ravel. Rupert Goff directed the choir of Royal Holloway. A new CD on the Raven label features music of recent composition performed on a newly built instrument by the Dobson Firm for the historic Bruton Parish Church in Colonial Williamsburg. It features performances by two organists, Janelle Will and Rebecca Davey. We'll listen to Janelle Will play a movement from the Sweet Sanctuary by Gwyneth Walker. It was written for the 2010 National Convention of the American Guild of Organists. Reverence is the first movement and reflects a straightforward and simple aspect of sanctuary, beginning gently, growing in intensity, and ending prayerfully. Janelle Will played Reverence from the Sweet Sanctuary by Gwyneth Walker on the new Dobson organ at Bruton Parish Church in Colonial Williamsburg. It comes from a recent disc on the Raven label. Music from the ancient past is next, some of the earliest music of a female composer, even before Hildegard. Cassiani is a revered Orthodox composer who lived in the 9th century and left fragments of music for the two great liturgical seasons of Advent Christmas and Lent Holy Week. From a new recording on the Capella Records label, we'll hear a piece, Idiomalon, from Great Vespers on the Eve of the Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee, which immediately precedes the beginning of Lent in the Orthodox liturgical pattern. Capella Romana performs, directed by Alexander Lingus. Music by the 9th-century composer Cassiani from the Orthodox liturgy. We heard Capella Romana sing the Idiomalon from Great Vespers on the Eve of the Sunday of the Publican and Pharisee. Alexander Lingus directed. Ludwig van Beethoven composed only one oratorio, written in the year following his emotional turmoil documented in the Heiligenstadt Testament, which reflected his growing sense of isolation and despair at his hearing loss. Christ on the Mount of Olives is in some ways a passion, but not on biblical texts, but rather on a libretto by Franz Xaver Huber. It met with moderate success, then fell out of the repertory. Among the rare performances of the work today is a recent recording by the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra performed live in early 2020, pre-pandemic. We'll hear the second portion of the work, in which an angel portrayed by soprano Elsa Dreisig comments on the sorrow and torment Christ felt, amplified later by the chorus. Simon Rattle conducts.
Thank you.
From a recording on the London Symphony Orchestra label, we heard portions of Christ on the Mount of Olives by Ludwig van Beethoven. Soprano Elsa Dreisig was joined by the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, all conducted by Simon Rattle. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From the disc of music of Jerry Hancock released recently on the Signum label, we'll listen next to an atmospheric piece on Christian unity with a text from the Book of Galatians. Jeremy Filsell leads the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in You Are One in Christ Jesus. Benjamin Sheen accompanies. You Are One in Christ Jesus by Jerry Hancock was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by Jeremy Filsell. For devotees of the deeply spiritual music of Olivier Messiaen, a recent disc on the Raven label features his complete organ cycle, La Nativité, performed by one of the leading Messiaen scholars and performers, John Gillick. The Church of the Ascension in New York houses an organ built by French organ builder Pascal Coirin in 2011, which is particularly suited to this repertoire. We'll hear the third movement of the 9-movement suite. This piece, in which time is seemingly suspended, is titled Eternal Purposes.
Thank you.
Organist Alda Huerta Mata played music of the early 17th century. The chorale fantasia on In Thee Have I Trusted, Lord, by Franz Tunder, who lived from 1614 to 1667. She played a modern instrument built after early 17th century style at the Church of the Assumption in Champquea, France. It comes from a disc of organ music spanning the time from 1530 to 1660, released on the Raven label. Earlier, we heard John Gillick perform music of Olivier Messiaen on another Raven disc, which includes the complete cycle La Nativité. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Brabant Ensemble has released a new CD on the Hyperion label comprised of a selection of motets and mass movements by the great French Renaissance composer Josquin. We'll listen to a Sanctus de Passion in which the Sanctus and Benedictus are separated by a brief motet believed to be written to be sung at the Elevation. Stephen Rice leads the Brabant Ensemble. Music of Josquin des Prez on With Heart and Voice. We heard the Sanctus de Passion performed by the Brabant Ensemble on a new disc featuring motets and mass movements of Josquin, released on the Hyperion label. Gothic Records has recently put together a wonderful choral sampler taken from eight different recordings they've released in the past several years. It's a great way to sample a number of CDs and determine which ones you'd like to acquire for your own collection. All are wonderfully performed and produced. From the sample CD, we'll hear the Hodgson Singers from the University of Georgia as they perform Even When He Is Silent by Kim Andre Arneson. Daniel Barra conducts. Even When He Is Silent by Kim Andre Arneson, taken from a choral sampler CD released on the Gothic label. Daniel Barra conducted. An epic DVD and CD release from Fugue State Films documents the complete restoration process and features performances on the restored Harrison & Harrison organ at the Chapel of King's College, Cambridge. Beautifully produced and packaged with incredible commentary and documentary footage of the process. This 2-DVD and 2-CD set also features great performances by 7 of the former organ scholars of the college, spanning nearly 40 years. We'll close today's program with Tom Winpenny playing the Cortège and Litany by Marcel Dupré on this iconic instrument. Tom Winpenny performed Cortege and Litany by Marcel Dupré on the organ of King's College Chapel in Cambridge. It comes from a lavish 2-DVD and 2-CD set documenting the 2016 restoration of the landmark instrument located there. Released by Fugue State Films in the UK, it's available in the US through the Organ Historical Society at ohscatalog.org. Though not inexpensive, it's well worth the investment for those who treasure this instrument and repertoire. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music from new and recent releases. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.